You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Welcome, welcome. Super excited today, as usual. Welcome to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. We Talk Radio is your favorite online radio station heard around the globe. And we're super excited that you're hanging out with us tonight. I'm Kia D, your host for this incredible show. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening and a beautiful day. Literally just got some of the best news all year, probably all my life, just about, except for my kids. Well, actually, never mind. I wasn't happy exactly when I had my kids. I was younger. I wasn't all, you know, but I was happy. But it was like I was in high school and college, so I wasn't like running out of the building all excited. But I was very happy about my babies. I know they're listening, and I'm like, Mama, for real? Girl, y'all know I've had this conversation with y'all. I love y'all so much. Was a portion of my life, but I did get some of the best news of my life today. So shout out to today, because there's not another day like it that you will ever see again. So I'm really excited, as you can tell. Again, this is the After the Lights Go Out radio show, and we have got a beautiful young lady who's going to be joining us. She is an incredible singer. She's an amazing, she is taking over the R&B world. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I am also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's right. She has her new hit single entitled Material Girl that we have been playing, and I absolutely love it. Everybody's loving it. Everybody is absolutely loving it. So she's going to be featured here tonight. Who is that? That's the singer Mariah. She is going to be holding it down. Beautiful young lady. I'm excited. So don't go anywhere. And if you want to check her out, you can actually check her out on social media right now under My Name is Mariah. My Name is Mariah. On IG, it's underscore My Name is Mariah underscore. So check her out. And then, of course, here in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by this beautiful lady. We got some hot topics tonight, too. Listen, we're going to talk about some stuff tonight. Usually we talk about stuff on Monday nights, but there's some stuff happening we need to talk about. So we're going to have hot topics later on in the conversation as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show on your favorite, your number one listening station, the place you need to be every single day, We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Body cold, and I'm sold, and I'm sold, and my clothes, life for the party, always get it started, and I sold, and I sold, I'm independent, got my own,
I can catch up if I want,
Body cold, and I'm sold, and I'm sold, and my clothes, December cold, walk by, feel a trap. And I got my own cash. I don't need no nigga. Only thing I need is a bag. Hood and I'm bougie. Gucci on my booty. Poppin' like a Thule. You ain't poppin', need to cool it. Cash it with my jeweler. Why you suck? You lookin' stupid. Winning why they losing? Get your niggas cause he's choosing. Diamonds on me and they dance just like Prince. Pockets heavy, got me walking with a limp. I'm a budget copper boy, take a trip. Give me shoes and throw my feet, they cost a grip.
Cool it.
Cash it with my jeweler. Why you suck? You looking stupid?
Winning
why they do? own.
Got my own boo.
And I can catch up if I want to.
If I want to.
Fuck the body cold. Bossy. And I'm so bossy. And I'm so bossy. And my clothes.
Bossy.
Thanks for tuning in to After the Lights Go Out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to After the Lights Go Out.
That's right. We are back. We are back. We are back with the hottest online radio show heard around the globe. And we got to thank you for tuning in. We're excited to have you here tonight. We've been talking about this interview for a while now, and I was super excited when I began to read more information about this incredible young lady and just to see where she's going, to see where she's been thus far, and to see where she's going is just a true testimony. So we're excited to actually have the opportunity to feature her here. And then, of course, finding out that she is none other than she's, of course, this beautiful songwriter, obviously a singer, but she's also a Zeta. So it became this instant. I hadn't even met her, hadn't touched her, hadn't done anything, but seen her picture, and it was like, sister, you know, and that's what happens, you know. So shout out to the incredible Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated and all of its incredible, amazing members globally. And we thank you all for tuning in tonight. We know that you came here tonight specifically to support this beautiful young lady. Shout out to Myron Ruffin for putting this interview together. He's doing an amazing job, winning award after award, doing his job and doing great things. And I think he's celebrating, he just celebrated an anniversary, so we're really excited for him. But tonight is about this young lady who is just taking over the R&B world, and we're excited to see her journey. I want to talk to her about her journey tonight because it's an important piece of her life. Please help me welcome the extraordinary and amazing songstress extraordinaire who is literally blowing away all of my listeners with her incredible single entitled Material Girl, the incredible Mariah. How are you, Queen?
Hello, hello. I am doing well. How are you, Sarar?
I am super fabulous, love. I am super duper fabulous. Listen, I absolutely could not wait to chat with you. There's so many amazing things that you're doing, so many incredible places that you're going, and I'm just glad that we're a part of the we can have a piece of that conversation right here on our network. It is an honor tonight to have you on the show, and not only because you're my sister, you're my Sarah, but because you are an incredible Black woman doing amazing things. And this journey is not easy, so I want to talk a little bit about the struggle in this journey, but we're also going to talk about some great things like Material Girl. Okay,
yes.
I love that song. So let's just start at the beginning. Let's talk about you know, Mariah as a young girl. Let's talk about some of those dreams and aspirations that you had growing up, and then your journey here going into being an incredible songstress.
Well, that is an amazing question, sister. So I have been singing ever since I was 3 years old. My mother, Sonia Hester, always saw something in me. I actually get a lot of my musical background from my mother and from my grandmother, Nancy Diggs. She saw something in me, and she put me right to work, and I will never, never forget the work ethic and everything that she instilled in me. I was, of course, raised in the church, still am, sang in churches all my life. And I always told my mama that I wanted to be two things. I wanted to be a pediatrician, and I wanted to be a singer. Well, I held on to one a little bit part. I am a NICU nurse, for those who are not aware.
Wow.
That is a neonatal intensive care nurse. So I work with the premature babies from 23 weeks on up, chronic babies. And then, of course, I held on to my music. So God has allowed me and blessed me with being able to do not one but two things that I hold near and dear to my life.
Oh, my goodness. How incredible is that? You know, a lot of times people won't even be able to touch one thing they dream of doing. You've had the opportunity to tap into both. Let's talk about that. Let's go back to singing since you were 3 years old. You know, first of all, let me just hear you say this. I heard you when you spoke about your mom and your grandmother, especially saying your grandmother's name. You said it with such, I can tell that she has a profound impact on your life. Let's talk more about your mom and your grandmother.
Yes, yes. So my mom is actually a Sarwar. I am Legacy. So we got blue and white running through our veins on this side. But she is a strong, strong force in my life. I don't think that I would be the woman that I am without stepping on the shoulders of my mother and my grandmother. They taught me to be a strong woman, to be an independent woman, to not rely on anybody but the Lord himself. And so that is something that I've always taken with me. My grandmother has been with me by my side since birth, instilling everything from the Lord to be able to prepare my own taxes, anything that I need to know to be a proper adult out here in this world during the end times, you know what I'm saying, is what they have instilled in me. And I just know that I would not be the woman that I am today without my mommy and my granny. I love them to life because we don't say death over here.
Amen. I love it. I love it. It's important, you know, to have that strong foundation in your life. How do you feel that that strong foundation has impacted, you know, your footsteps today?
Oh, that is an amazing question. Well, it has given me the power of discernment, them instilling in me to rely on what the Holy Ghost says and what the Lord says has instilled in me to know when he speaks and when he doesn't. So that has been able to be a guiding force in ordering my steps and knowing what steps to take, what doors to go through, because not every door that's open is a good door. And so they've helped me with the help of the Lord to be able to understand that, and to also understand there is a purpose behind the pause. And just because you don't think that things are going how you want it does not mean that there's nothing going on. So they've helped me in this process because music is a process that goes, you know, overnight. And so they've helped me and kept me level-headed throughout this whole entire process. And even not just with music, but with nursing, with being an adult, with being a young lady out here, they've just taught me just how to move forward and how to conduct myself accordingly when I go through rooms. And so I'm very appreciative of that.
Mm. That baby said when she go through rooms, when she's sitting at the table, she got to be right. Got to be dressed right, hair got to be right, but it's all about presentation. It sounds as if, and it's not just about presentation, it's about your heart as well, but that presentation is something else, and it sounds as if your family, the foundation they have set, has truly laid an incredible footprint for you to follow. And I think that, you know, if we think, you know, now about, you know, our peers, you know, they just didn't, a lot of them don't have the same love, support, time, energy given by their family. And so when someone, and I talk to people all the time, you know, I interview people all the time or even just having a simple conversation with people, and it's the woe is me. You know, my mama wasn't there, my daddy wasn't there, I couldn't get no support. And so it's just really awesome to hear, you know, when those footsteps, when we can just follow great footsteps, you know, following great footsteps, we can definitely lay our own foundation, but having the ability to follow in those footsteps makes life a little bit easier. So shout out to your incredible foundation for continuing to keep you rooted in goodness and greatness. So that's beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Let's talk about college. You graduated. Let's talk about school. What school did you go to?
I went to the incredible Northwestern State University College of Nursing and School of Allied Health. That is in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Shout out to my demon family, where I graduated in 3 years and went out into the workforce with my bachelor's degree. So shout out to them. They have really prepared me, and I have a lot of loving family and supporters there.
How do you juggle your careers, your work careers, your singing career versus your nursing degree? You know, how do you tend to juggle that?
Well, I can tell you that it's not easy. I work as a night nurse, so I'm up all night, and I usually get there an hour early. So my mama told me to be late is to be on time. So I have taken it with me throughout every process in my life, and I usually get to my workplace around 5:30. I'm not called to be there till 6:45. But my coworkers know if Mariah's not there by 6 o'clock, then something is wrong. But I am there working a full 12-hour shift. Sometimes I get there earlier than that, and I work at 16, and I'll come off work, and I'll go straight to the studio and work and work. And I just know that God gives me the energy, because there are some days where I feel like that I cannot do it, but somehow I press my way forward. But I know that I just want to give my all to both and do the best that I can. So I just keep my eyes forward and keep my eyes towards the prize, and I just keep pressing towards the mark. That's all I do.
I love it. What would be your advice to others that are trying to juggle, you know, trying to go to school, trying to make it work, don't, you know, literally losing it, trying to figure it out? You know, I'm sure there were times it hadn't all been peaches and veils and ice cream. You know, tell us a little bit about the struggle, and then give us a little, you know, for those that may be in that limbo, give them a little advice.
Well, so diving a little bit into me and opening up a little bit, as I was going through my collegiate experience, I was also a survivor of domestic violence. So going through that struggle and trying to be a pillar for other people throughout my collegiate experience was something that was not easy. So just continuing to be in prayer and letting him lead and guide you, and if he tells you not to go a certain way, then don't do it. Things at the same time, and I know that some people have family, some people have jobs that are even more difficult. You're going through a pandemic. You might be going through a pandemic in your own home, such as domestic violence, or you don't have the adequate supplies necessary to sustain a proper living. But if you just keep pressing, and you keep knocking on that window, you keep knocking on that wall, I encourage you, and I promise you that it's soon going to break. It's not easy, and I don't want to be, a bearer of bad news, but I want to tell you how it is. But if you keep pressing, and it's so important to keep pressing, and don't give up, don't listen to the naysayers. There's so many people that told me that you have to dedicate your life to either music or to nursing. But if you know what you want to do and you feel in your heart that that is your goal, that is your plan, that is what God has called upon your life, then you keep pressing towards the mark and just watch those naysayers fall on your right and your left-hand side. So I encourage anybody out there that's listening, if you're going through anything, you are not alone. You have people out there that love you. Reach out and touch somebody. If you know that they're going through a struggle, if they're going through something that's difficult, but you are not alone, and you got this, sister or brother. You got it.
First of all, I just want to say you are extraordinary. Your passion and you are so articulate and so encouraging. I think that is so beautiful. I don't want to tell your age unless you want to, but I do want to make this point. You are under 30, correct?
Correct. And it's okay. You can tell my age. I don't have a problem with it.
Listen, I just want people to understand. You know, there's a lot of people who tune in. We got people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and sometimes you get to a place where you feel like, you know, it's too late for me. And, you know, it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It does not matter. It is never too late for you. If God has a plan, he will start you out early. He will start you late. It doesn't matter what happens. Just keep pushing.
Yes.
And never, ever, ever give up.
Yes.
Just think that you are so amazing, and I think your testimony is just beautiful. One of the incredible things that you mentioned, I want to thank you for being so transparent. You talked about going through a domestic violence situation while in college. Do you mind talking a little bit more about that? And the reason why is I was also in a domestic violence situation while in college, and it was really devastating. It almost took me out at the knees. And I had a daughter at a very young age, and so I had my daughter at this time. And it was, you know, just going through that whole motion, trying to keep pushing and trying to love on myself with all the negativity around me. It was very, very difficult. And so I would love for you as well to share, if you don't mind, some of your journey and what you potentially went through. If you don't mind, I don't want to.
Of course.
If you don't want to, I don't. Okay, perfect. Wonderful. Go right ahead.
Well, I feel like telling my story could save someone else. So I have no issue with speaking on it. Going through nursing school, you're taught to assist people with their wounds, not only physical wounds, but they can have spiritual wounds. They can have emotional wounds. And it was very difficult to try to lick your own wounds while tending to others. However, again, I found a place of safety in God. And, of course, my parents didn't know. They felt something in the spirit, of course, that, you know, parents always know when there's something wrong. But I did not want to be someone who was wrong. And I just felt like if I was wrong, then everything was a waste of time. And I was set out to prove that, you know, this is the person for me, and he's the one, and you don't know what you're talking about. But they do, because they've been here longer than they have the spirit of wisdom. And sometimes as young people, we forget that. We forget that there are, you know, some things that they've gone through that they're trying to hinder us from going through. But we are so hard-headed that we don't listen. Well, I was in that vein. I actually served as the first African-American woman to be the Student Nursing Association president, as well as the Shreveport Student Government Association president simultaneously. I was on multiple boards. I was a parliamentarian for the Louisiana Association of Student Nurses. I was doing all of these things and helping others, but I was not helping myself. But I finally got into a place where I started to listen, and the hard-headedness started to dissipate, and I started to find a way out. And it's not easy, those that already have a, you know, experience with domestic violence or may be going through it, it's not easy getting out. And it took some time. It took some time to get out. But, again, I had so many supporting family members. I had friends that was assisting me through it, and so I felt as though I was not alone, and I felt encouraged enough to get out. Sometimes you feel like you're in a place of complacency. You become engrossed and in love with the hurt because that's what you're used to. And so I had to realize that hurt was not good for me. Even though I was accustomed to it, it's not always good. Things that you're accustomed to doesn't mean that it should be in your life. And so once I realized that and I got out of it, it has made me an even more stronger person. I feel like I can assist other women that may be going through it or have gone through it, to make them feel like, you know, look what I can do. God has blessed me enough to be a nurse. And I graduated at 22 years old. I've been a nurse for 3 years. I'm living in my dream as being a recording artist. You can do it. And no matter what they may say to you or make you feel like, it is not true. The devil always comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if you know that he's going to do that, why would you believe anything that they have to say that's detrimental? So it has really prepared me and equipped me to be what you see, Mariah, period.
Beautiful queen. For those of you who are just tuning in, I have an incredible leader and a powerhouse, an amazing, passionate young lady who is an incredible R&B singer and a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and has literally led her programs at her school, being one of the first people to be in position in these particular organizations. I think I heard you say something about the first woman to be the student nursing organization, the first black woman. What was that again?
Student Nurses Association and the Student Government Association at the same time. I was president of both.
Wow. And student government. Now, let me tell you, that is amazing. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are joined by the incredible R&B singer Mariah, and she is holding it down. We've got this brand new single, Material Girl. We have been playing it and playing it. Y'all love it. Y'all keep requesting it. Keep on requesting it. I love it. Let's talk about Material Girl. Let's talk about the concept behind this particular song. Let's talk about all of that. Go right ahead.
Yes. So going into music and understanding the roots of the reasoning behind people writing this different particular songs, I realized that currently that people are so engrossed in material things. They're so engrossed in money and cars and diamonds and clothes, but we are not concerned about the giver of the things. And so I wanted to bring a different interpretation and to just bring a different light onto the situation. I feel like that we need to put a bigger spotlight on who is giving us these things, because there are spirits that are attached to the things that they give us. So are we feeding good things into our lives? And so I just wanted to bring a different interpretation and see, you know, like, I don't want any of these things that you're giving me. Can you give me things that is not monetary? Time, attention, love, and respect. These are things that you cannot go to a local grocery store, that you cannot go on Amazon. You can't buy any of those things. But can you give me that? And if you give me that, then that's all I need to be able to sustain a proper flourishing relationship. So that's where I was in that vein in that particular song. And I'm just so, so excited with how it turned out.
Everybody is excited. Everybody is excited. What's next? We know Material Girl is just, listen, that's just one of the incredible songs. What else do you have coming down the pipeline?
Well, I have several things that is coming up my sleeve. If y'all follow me on My Name is Mariah and my Facebook page, Mariah, you will be up to date on all upcoming events, shows, and appearances. But let me tell you, there's a lot of things that's in store, and I am so excited to be able to go on this journey with all of you. I mean, because you are the ones that are keeping me going, and I am so appreciative and excited for this journey.
Listen, we're excited that you decided and had the courage, because it takes courage to do this, that you had the courage to step out on faith and believe in something you couldn't see, and keep pushing no matter what it looks like. You know, I mean, you're extremely talented, and I absolutely cannot wait to see where life 1,000% takes you. Material Girl is one of my favorite songs. It is absolutely incredible.
Wow.
And again, not just because you saw Ra, seriously, because I love the song. And then I found out you were saw Ra right after that. So I was like, whoa. So it was a double whammy. So a very talented, I just want to let you know, extremely talented. And you wrote this song, correct?
I did write this song all by myself. I'm very proud of it.
Wow. Singer, songwriter, nurse, you name it, motivator, inspirational speaker, all of that stuff, you know, is present here today. I definitely want to make sure that everyone supports you at your upcoming performances, events, and shows. I want to make sure they support you all over social media. My Name is Mariah on Facebook, on IG _ My Name is Mariah _. I want to make sure that everyone is downloading the single, getting it on all the musical platforms, all of that good stuff. You need this single. You need it as you're driving. You need it as you're working. It's just one of those hits you can play over and over again. Two questions. First question: what, if you don't mind, what is your mom's name?
My mommy's name is Sonia Hester.
Sonia Hester. I was trying to see if I knew her, because of course, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth is so small, you know. It's big, but it's, everybody knows everybody to a certain degree. So I was just trying to see if I knew her. Well, you tell your mother that I said hello, and please give her a big hug for me, please. Your grandmother as well, Ms. Diggs, please give her a big hug for me as well. And let them know we appreciate their light continuing to shine, because it's definitely shining through you, Mariah. You know, one of the things that you said today that was very important that I want to recap, and I want people to hear this particular piece. She was speaking about a domestic violence situation that she experienced while in college in Louisiana. And one of the things that she said is that she set out to prove that it wasn't a waste of time. And that, I guess you were speaking of the relationship that you were in, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And so for those of you, I want to double back to that, because I know we have a lot of people listening, and I want, as a parent, as a mother, I'm a mother, I have two beautiful daughters and a grandbaby, I've got a son-in-law, I've got, you know, nieces and nephews galore, it's about 100 of them, and they all tune in. We've got listeners that are young. We've got parents that are tuning in. I want them to hear that, because for the longest time, I've been trying to put my finger on how I felt about why I stayed. And you literally said why I stayed. I could not put my finger on why. You know how you know why, but you specifically said it so easily. And this is the reason why a lot of women stay in relationships that they shouldn't be in. I wanted to make sure I say that before I close this out, because I did not want to forget that. As a parent, I need you parents to understand that a daughter and a son, if you have a son, because they can be a victim of domestic violence as well, they will
right.
try and prove that maybe one of the reasons why we stay is because we will try and prove that this wasn't a waste of time. And so parents, listen, set it in motion right now. You just heard it. And so you can set it in motion and reverse the verbiage right now and go let them know nothing is a waste of time. Doesn't matter if you spent 3 years, 7 years, or 2 days, it is not a waste of time. You can leave when you need to leave when it is not right. And so I will set those things in motion right now. Even if a child has not experienced a domestic violence situation, that's what you want to do. You want to catch them before they get in it. Give them all the tools before they get in it. And then guess what? Sometimes we give our kids all the tools because Mariah had all the tools. She had everything she needed. And guess what? She still found someone found her, right? Sometimes in life, you know, because the devil sees your future and he wants to ensure you never see it. He wants to ensure you and nobody else ever sees your future. And so he will set traps for you. And it is up to you to be extremely strategic about yourself and how you love yourself and how you care for yourself and the things that you allow into your mind and the things that you allow people to speak on you and around you and in you and for you. You have to continue to watch that, young and old. So, Mariah, thank you for that word. That was absolutely amazing. She also said, you can't become accustomed to it. It doesn't mean, just because you become accustomed to it, it doesn't mean that it needs to be in your life. Please support this incredible young lady, the extraordinary singer, songwriter, nurse, a leader, a thought leader, inspirational speaker, you name it. She is it. She is Mariah, and she has an incredible single. It's just the beginning, entitled Material Girl. As you heard tonight, she wrote that bad boy herself. She is extraordinarily talented. And seriously, we're just super excited to have you a part of the show. Is there anything that we're missing? I want to make sure that we didn't forget anything tonight.
No, I think that we have been pretty thorough, and I have had a great time on this end.
Oh, no, me too. I had so much fun. This was great. This was super great. Listen, I want you to follow Mariah on her social media pages. Continue to support her. You're going to see more and more and more. As a matter of fact, Mariah, you are local, it seems. And so I want to make sure that we've got some stuff that will be coming down the pipeline. I'm going to make sure that my event coordinating team is in touch with you. And let's get some events going. Let's get some stuff happening. And let's get you on some stages out here in Dallas, even if we're doing some remote events. Online events, I'm definitely down for that. We've got one coming up October the 30th. It's the 4th annual Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show. I was a victim of domestic violence and sexual assault at a very young age. And in 2018, I was looking at this influx of shoes that I had in my trunk, not my closet. Now, it was in the closet, too. But because I'm in radio broadcasting and I was doing so much, I was literally emceeing. I had emceed, I think, 90 events that 1 year. It was crazy. And so I'll never forget, I was in my trunk, and I opened my trunk. I was going to get a pair of shoes out because I was going to another meeting. And, you know, I do event management, so sometimes I'm on rocky ground. Sometimes I'm, you know, it could be anywhere. And so I went to my trunk, and I opened the trunk up. I was like, man, this is crazy. I probably had about 60 pair of shoes.
Wow.
In the trunk. Mind you, the car was clean. The inside of the car is clean. It's just the trunk got all these shoes everywhere. So, and it was no strategic order. So it wasn't like I had them in a bin. You know, it wasn't like I had them on a rack or something in the trunk. They were just all over the trunk. I was like, Kia, come on. No, baby. Listen. And I was like, okay, you only have one pair of feet, and you got 60 pair of shoes right here in front of you, and probably another 100 in the closet. You can only wear one. Why do you have all these? Bless somebody. Now, I was telling myself this as I'm standing there with my trunk open. Bless somebody with a pair of shoes, girl.
And I was like, self, you right. I got to bless somebody with some shoes. But I'm, mind you, I'm standing at my trunk. I'm at my trunk with trunk open thinking about all this. I was like, well, how can I do that? Because I was like, oh, I can just give them to the shelter. Then I was like, no, I don't want to just give them to the shelter because I actually, every year my mom donates to the Arlington shelter and Arlington Mission. And I so I've always just, you know, every time I just always take my stuff over there to the Arlington Mission. Well, this particular time, I was like, I don't want to just do that. I want to do something different. I want to give them to somebody who really, really, really needs it. And I thought back in that moment to when I was in a domestic violence situation at the age of 21 years old, and I'll never forget. I literally was running from the situation with no shoes on my feet, just going as fast as I can, just to get out of there. And that running that day saved my life because that man was going to kill me that day, period, point blank. No way around it. Had I not gotten loose, had I not ran, had I not started screaming, because I never screamed before. Anytime it ever happened, I was always quiet. This was the very first time that I was boisterous and I was screaming and I was letting someone know, and he was angrier about that. It was like, wait, what? You know, I mean, it was definitely a trying situation. And I thank God for the neighbor downstairs. She opened her door. He ran off, and that saved my life, because literally it was during the daytime and no one was at home. But her, no one in this little breezeway with four apartments in it was at home but her, and she opened her door. And it was a little ways off before there was another building, so no, I don't know if anyone was able to hear me over there. They may have, I don't know, but she came right on time because he was literally trying to drag me back up the stairs. That was I still to this day have these, like, on the back of my ankles. This is still scarred up because I was literally grabbing. It was these rocky stairs. It was this, I don't know, back in the day, I don't know if anybody remembers this. I'm telling my age for real, but they used to make these little pebble rocks with the stairs were made of these pebble rocks on the top. And I was literally grabbing I was grabbing the stair with the back of my ankle. I mean, the back of my foot at where my ankle is, the back right there. I don't know what you call that little tendon or whatever. I was grabbing as hard as I could to make sure that he wasn't dragging me back up the stairs. So it saved my life that day. And I thought that day about back to that moment. And in that moment, I said, I'm going to give these to women who've been victims of domestic violence. It was just like that. And I decided in that moment, I was like, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some friends together, and I'll just call up Dave and Buster's, and we'll see if we can use that little room. They've got this little conference room, and I'll get a big box, and we'll just all throw the shoes in the box. And I was telling this to a friend of mine, and he was like, girl, you got a whole event. You're playing. I was like, huh? Yeah. He was like, no, I'm going to show you how it was done. I'm going to show you how it was done. And he showed me how it was done. And we had our first event in July. That this thought happened in May of 2018. I had that thought in May of 2018. By July of 2018, we had our first event. By August of 2018, it was a 501c3. And so you can't tell me, and I had been told it takes a year to get your 501c3 and blah, blah, blah. I got that bad boy back. I got that paperwork back in 2 weeks.
Yes,
man, I was officially a 501c3. So it was one of those godsend kind of things. Again, you're talking to somebody who I was a victim of sexual assault at the age of 11 years old by someone that my family trusted dearly, and got pregnant at the age of 13 years old. So life was just really tough for me, and trying to move through things and through life and through relationships and just trying to figure those things out was really hard for me. So that getting through, the fact that I was able to get through past that situation, when I left that particular apartment, there were so many holes in the walls. It was crazy because I would beg him, please don't hit me, hit the walls. And so he would hit the walls, okay, you know, to diverting hitting me. But it was so many holes in that apartment. By the grace of God, I didn't have some kind of, I'm telling you, by the grace of God, I didn't have some kind of like I owed the whole apartment, but I had to pay the thousands of dollars. They never asked me for a dime. Never asked me for a dime ever. I mean, it was God guiding me all the way through my entire life. Fast forward to today, you know, I'm this boisterous radio personality. I had low self-esteem. I was suicidal as a child under the age of, I didn't think I was going to make it to 13. Then I made it to 13. Didn't think I was going to make 16. Made it to 16. Like, wait, am I going to see 18? And then it was 21. And then it was 27. And then I saw 33. And then I got to 40. I said, I can do anything.
And so
yes.
I say that to say, I mean, God has truly, truly, truly been good to me. And had I had your energy and your light at that age, I don't know where I could be. So you keep pushing. I'm super glad that you were able to be able to tell your testimony today. I'm blessed that I had the platform for you to be able to express yourself transparently. And Mariah, I think you're absolutely wonderful, and I appreciate you with leaps and bounds. I cannot wait to see you on stages and work together in many ways. And that event, the 4th annual Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show, is going to happen October the 30th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. For those of you who are listening, you can go to Heels on the MoveToHeal.org for more information. And that's Heels, H-E-E-L-S, on the Move to Heal, H-E-A-L.org. Thank you so much, Mariah. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And one last thing, I definitely want to make sure that we get, I'm positive you've been asked. If you hadn't, here's the first one. I have a group of young ladies that I mentor and would love for you to be able to come out and speak to them and talk to them about your incredible story. And again, even since we're still in the pandemic, we can definitely do something virtual. Don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but I would love to be able to have you speak to the youth and talk about your incredible music and your beautiful, bright story and how you've been able to be so resilient through it all.
I would definitely love that. I would love that, love that, love that. Thank you so much for thinking of me in that regard.
Oh, yes, Maya. We locked in, girl. We in there like swimwear. We in the building. I'm super excited. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to do one last thing before you go. I would love, 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 Mariah, for you to introduce your brand new hit song, your beautiful single, Material Girl. Again, for those of you who are tuned in tonight, we have an amazing singer, an extraordinary songwriter, a beautiful young lady. She's also a nurse, taking care of people, filling their hearts with love, filling our hearts with song, and giving us emotions that we've never felt before through these songs. And so this young lady is going to continue to shine her light on the world, and we're going to be here for it. It's Mariah. Come on, Mariah. Go ahead and introduce your song. And thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, check her out. IG underscore my name is Mariah underscore, and on Facebook, my name is Mariah.
After the Lights Go Out radio show, this is your girl Mariah, and I present to you my baby, Material Girl, right here.
welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show. That young lady right there is a source to be reckoned with. Do you hear me? Absolutely. I talked about her last night. I talked about her last week, too. And then I talked about her again last night after I played this particular song. It is something about those roles. That girl can sing. She don't sing. She don't. She be singing. Y'all, I'm telling you. And then the instrumental part that the you can hear, I mean, just all the beautiful sounds under her voice, all of the beautiful instruments. I mean, just it is absolutely so melodic. Just brilliance is what it is. It's absolute brilliance. Make sure you check her out all over social media. Follow her. Check her out at all of the upcoming events that she's going to be a part of. We're definitely going to be putting her on some stages on We Talk Radio Network. Very excited to be featuring her. Hopefully, we can do an album release party. Now, that would be fun. We love doing those over here. But we'll do something extremely special for this young lady, okay? Real talk. She is, I'm telling you. So we've literally had this song in rotation on just about every single show right here on the network. So any show that you hear, you're going to hear Mariah's Material Girl. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio.
Yeah. Where are the ladies at? Come on, y'all. Tonight, we're gonna turn up a little bit. We're gonna step into love. We're gonna step into love.
There she goes, the one that warms my heart up just by side alone. Exactly what she's doing, but that's for me to know. Mm-hmm. I heard that she likes dancing, my first step to romance. Can't wait to hold her close and swing from coast to coast. We gon' have a party, I'm inviting everybody. And she's gon' fall in love right here in this club. When we get to up on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. The way she moves, so seductive, the erotic, crazy, sexy, cool. Mm-hmm. I feel it while we're dancing. I first step to romance. I'm gonna make her mine. We'll be stepping all the time. We gon' have a party. Yeah. I'm inviting.
Listening to
After the Lights Go Out.
Right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you all so much for being here today. Actually, that clip that you just heard, the one that said After the Lights Go Out, that is my oldest clip that I, audio clip that I have, because After the Lights Go Out is our oldest show. And so that is the oldest clip that I have. That clip is about 11 years old. That's right. So shout out to Miss Aditi. She's actually the one who created that for me many, many years ago. Miss Aditi was one of our Hot Topic panelists probably for about 4 or 5 years. So absolutely amazing young lady. So We got to thank everybody for being here and joining us tonight to celebrate the life and the new release of a new single entitled Material Girl. Mariah, she is amazing, and you can find her on social media and love on her and show her all kinds of love, donate, buy tickets to the events, buy singles, buy the albums, all of that. Because I'm telling you, this young lady is very, very talented, and she's got a heart of gold. She is she's going so many places. And, again, I'm just excited that we had the opportunity to have a platform to feature her on tonight. So, again, shout out to Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated and all of its finer members, finer woman. I love it. So thank you again, everyone. We appreciate the love right here on We Talk Radio Network. I am Kia D. I am the host of this incredible network. I am also the owner of this incredible network as well. I am proud to be a Black-owned business, a woman-led business. We're super excited to have all of these incredible team members that we have on the network, and they don't all look like me. We all look different. We're all different races and nationalities and from different places, and we talk different and we sound different, and it's beautiful. We come together and we make great things happen, and I'm super excited about that. And I appreciate each of you who look like me and don't look like me and sound like me and don't sound like me, who tune into this network and believe in us and continue to get the best music and the best conversation and inspiration and inspirational and motivational radio, talk radio, you name it, we've got it here. We've got men shows. You can check those out on the weekends every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with T. Smiley. That's my fiance, by the way. I'm excited to say that. I'll never forget when we first started dating a couple of years ago, when he said it live on the air, because we were dating, and then about a year later, he became a Hot Topic panelist on the network. And I'll never forget when he mentioned that, because anybody who knows me, I'm transparent. I love to talk, but I'm private when it comes to like my dating life, and I'm real private about that. And so when he mentioned that live on the air, I almost choked on my own tongue, literally. In the middle of the show, okay? I was like, but I couldn't deny it. I mean, you know, you can't deny something like that with, you know, he's sitting right, he's right there, you know. It's like, you can't say no, you know. It's like, wait, but I was very shocked, and I made it through, hallelujah, and we're engaged now. So we got engaged July the 3rd, 2021, and we're going to get married July the 3rd, 2022. So I'm very excited about it and cannot wait. He's got a keeper. He got a queen, boy, I'm telling you. Got him a good one. So, and I got me a good one, too. He's an extraordinary young man, and y'all can check him out every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's the Cave Radio Show. Check out the Cavemen. They have a lot of fun. Also on Sundays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we got another men's show. It's the E-Man After Show. Man, y'all got to check them out. Listen, hilarious, gut-busting, good time, okay? We've got inspiration and motivation every Sunday, all day Sunday, starting at 10 a.m., with the Shine Lord Radio Show with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. He's the senior pastor of the Soil Church, and we're excited to have him and his entire team a part of the network. I'm excited to be a part of their team as well. We also have Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. They have a show called Brand New Day, and that's Sundays at 7 p.m. And let me tell you, they are so amazing, and they have some amazing guests on their show that are so inspirational, and I'm talking about movers and straight shakers on their show. Boy, I tell you. Woo-wee. So make sure you check them out. And then, of course, you can check me out. I'm here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I host a show called the Kia D Unplugged Show. And then I'm here on Wednesday nights, just like tonight, with this beautiful young lady, Mariah, who's now one of my favorite people in the world. I'm telling you, I love her. I love her. I have not touched her, physically given her a hug. I've not physically seen her in person, but the love is there. I'm telling you, it's something about this young lady that I'm totally here for, totally here to support. I'm buying every album, every T-shirt, become a fan. But seriously, I'm here every Wednesday night. Y'all come check me out, 8 p.m., Central Standard Time. We have fun right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. And we have Hot Topic panelists. I have literally given everybody some time off because this pandemic has truly done something to everybody around the globe. You know, and people just needed a break.
So I decided I'm going to keep talking. I got stuff to talk about. I got guests to interview. I got people to highlight around the globe, and I wanted to keep doing that, but I wanted people to have an opportunity to break that needed to break, and everybody needed to break. So shout out to all of my team. Shout out to everybody who's actually on our administrative team, our development team, our audio production team, our board members, our interns, our volunteers. Listen, we can't do this without you, PR, marketing, all of y'all, graphics. Shout out to Autumn and Keeley. I love y'all. Y'all have no idea. And of course, my audio production team, we got two new audio production team members that are actually going to be producing shows. And anybody who knows anything about me, most of y'all don't know this part, but I'm going to tell you, it is like pulling teeth to get me to allow people to produce radio shows. Like, I train you for the longest time before you produce a show. Now, if anybody knows, I started out producing all of the radio shows on We Talk Radio Network, if you've been here since 2010. And then we brought in DJ Hev Love, and I trained him for, man, I don't even know how long we trained DJ Hev Love. He's good. DJ Hev Love is amazing. He's an expert in the field. But, you know, when it becomes We Talk Radio, it's like, this is my baby. So, you know, we gotta make sure we get you right and ready before we get you out there. So he was with me for about 5 or 6 years, and then B-Ray came in and produced for about 2 years, and I trained her for a very long time. As a matter of fact, B-Ray, I think for about 2 years, she asked me to be a part of the team, about a year and a half. She was like, I want to be on the team, I was like, okay, we're going to see. I wanted to see her seriousness, and finally I realized she was serious and brought her onto the team. So we actually now have, of course, T. Smiley. He produces shows, and we brought in two new team members. Shout out to Mitchell and Alonzo, who are also producing shows as well. I'm very excited now to allow people to come in and take over that piece. It's a lot of fun. I love producing shows. I love radio shows. I love talk radio, all that good stuff. But I didn't like when I was younger, as a matter of fact. I remember driving down the highway with my dad, and he'd be listening to talk radio, and I'd be covering up my ears with my hands, like, please cut that off. And now look at me with a talk radio network. I know, crazy, but it is what it is. So y'all make sure y'all check us out all over our social media platforms. We are absolutely everywhere. So type in two words, We Talk Radio Network. That's two words. We Talk Radio is one word. Second word is network. When we come back, well, let's talk about R. Kelly. Listen, we got some news that we're going to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more of this incredible show. It's the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Wait. Make sure I'm going to tell you this. Go check out my girl Mariah on her social media platforms. Like her, love her, follow her, like her posts and all that great stuff. Her name on Instagram is my name is Mariah underscore. And on Facebook, my name is Mariah. So please go check her out, follow her, like her, love her, all that great stuff. Next Wednesday, we've got a very special guest. This is her hit entitled Make Move. Nola Aide will be joining us next Wednesday right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back.
I'm right in front of you. I'm showing all my moves. Ain't no doubt if you play the game right, you'll leave a winner, and we'll be winning.
The lights go out. Woo! What an amazing show. This is your favorite producer, DB, on We Talk Radio.
We got producer Des, too. My bad. Shout out to producer Destiny, who is the youth producer, actually, right here on We Talk Radio Network. So we also have youth producer Riley, too. So welcome back to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on We Talk Radio Network. One of my favorite places to be just about every night of the week. I absolutely love it. And we have shows that we feature just about every day of the week. That's why it's just about every day of the week that I'm here. So I'm super excited to be here for you. We're definitely growing by leaps and bounds, and we would love for you to grow with us. Check us out on social media. Listen, we're not asking you for any money. Eventually we will. That's coming down the pipeline. We got a Kickstarter campaign that we're doing because we're trying to move to the next level. And listen, you have not because you what? Ask not. So we will be asking you, but not tonight. Tonight we just want you to go to our social media pages and just follow us, like us, love us. Because we are definitely going to that next level. We've been in the game now for 10 years, and it's 11 years, excuse me, almost 12. It's been definitely trying and testing, and we've heard a lot of no's. We've got some amazing yeses, but we've got some major, major no's. But I'm going to tell you something about those no's. Those no's have made us stronger and just allowed us to see how passionate we are, how resilient we are, and just to let us know no's really don't mean nothing. We work around a no. You tell us no, we'll figure it out. The reason why I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010 is because I kept hearing no. I kept trying to get a job in the radio industry, and I couldn't. I graduated from college in 2006, and then I was like, man, I had a degree in education, and I was like, I don't want to teach. I don't want to do it. Those four walls felt like they were closing in on me. And I said, God, what am I doing? And I was actually working as a payroll administrator and human resource assistant for a wonderful company, and all of a sudden, the company laid us off. They sold the company to a larger company, and so we got laid off. And I asked God, I'll never forget, October 2008. I was like, you know, what God, what am I doing? You know, I just got the news. And around December, I'll never forget, I asked God again, and He was like, radio broadcasting, and I was like, radio broadcasting, what? And so I thought, you know, I was supposed to, I'm sorry, I take that back, in October, around October, I asked God that. And a couple months later, a couple weeks later, I asked him again. And then by December, I had filled out all these applications, and I kept getting no's, and I didn't like no's. Now, mind you, I didn't have any radio experience, right? But I heard radio, I heard God say radio broadcasting, and I was confused. And I said, God, I remember praying in December of 2008, like, God, now I know I heard you say radio broadcasting, and I've applied for all these positions, and I keep getting no. You know I don't have the experience, but I wasn't specifically applying for radio positions. I was applying for, like, accounting jobs and human resources and finance positions, stuff like that, you know, my lane of expertise. And I was getting those, and so I was like, God, you know, you took me there, you know, but I keep getting those. And he spoke to me, and he said, I told you to learn everything there is to know about radio broadcasting. I just wasn't telling you just to go apply for a job. I mean, literally, it was like that. Me and my God are like that. We talk like that because that's what I understand. You know, I don't understand nothing else. Talk to me real so I can hear it, you know. And that's exactly what he does, and that's what he did. And I heard that message, and literally from that moment forward, I enrolled in radio broadcasting school and then graduated from radio broadcasting school, was excited to get a job. Finally, I'm going to get this job, right? And so I'm applying for jobs, going back to those same places, but now I'm applying for radio positions, and I'm all excited. And I kept getting these no's, and I'll never forget, I got an interview with a top radio television network here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'm sitting in this interview. I'm all excited because I figure if I got the interview, I got the job. You know me. I'm gonna nail this, you know. And I'll never forget sitting there with this young man. I will never forget him. I don't want to say his name, but I wish I could truly give him a shout out. But just out of respect for confidentiality, you know, he knows who I'm talking about. And I'll never forget, I was sitting in his office, and we're having this amazing interview, great conversation. I'm like, this is going great. And at the very end, you know, he looks at me, he looks at my resume. He was like, man, I just want to say that you are amazing. You are absolutely amazing. And you fit perfectly in the scheme of things here. He was like, there's just only one problem. And he told me, he said, out of thousands of applicants, you know, they only they got to review about 800, and then only brought in a couple of those people, you know, that actually made it into the interview process. And I was one of those. And he told me I had made it down to the final two. And he said, but my only hiccup is this other person has all of the experience. They've been in the radio industry for many years. I wouldn't have to train them at all. There's no training with you. I'd have to pay for that training piece. You know, I'd need training as it pertains to everything that I need to know for this position. But that other person didn't need any of that. And so it was a no, but it was God letting me know, baby girl, I got you. You keep hanging on in there because you have talent. But I got tired of those no's. And I said, you know what? I'm sick of no's. What can I do so that nobody else has to tell me no ever again? Create your own lane. That's what I did. I created my own lane, and that's how We Talk Radio Network today. It is our lane. It's a lane for all of us to have, an opportunity to have a platform where we can be creative and speak positivity and light into each other, not drama and negativity. That's not what we're about here at We Talk Radio Network. We're extremely positive. We love being positive. You can get that negative stuff everywhere, every day. You get it all day long. You're driving. People got road rage. You're at work. Everybody mad. You wake up mad. We don't have time for that. We want to make sure you have the light and you see the light over here at We Talk Radio Network. So that's who we are. That's what we do. And we appreciate you year after year for continuing to support us. And we love it. We're going to continue to make it happen. So definitely check us out all over our social media platforms, and that way you can follow us and know exactly what's coming up next. Now, getting on to these hot topics, I got a couple of them tonight. Let's talk about R. Kelly. Now, y'all know R. Kelly recently was convicted of multiple counts of racketeering, sexual exploitation of a child, kidnapping, bribery, sex trafficking, and a violation of the Mann Act. Listen, he said, I'm not going down by myself. Shout out to allhiphop.com. This story actually is in several locations, but I got this one from allhiphop.com. R. Kelly says he's promising, according to reports, he is promising to snitch on other child predators in the industry. Now, Ara, he said, I'm not going down by myself. He said, I'm not doing it. According to Chicago's WGCI-FM, which is an iHeartRadio station, the disgraced R&B singer who was convicted of these counts is allegedly trying to work out with the prosecutors in Illinois a deal in exchange for a reduced sentence. As it can be expected, others have weighed in and have their two cents about R. Kelly's situation. And it sounds like everybody's saying, it sounds like either way he knows he's in for it and he's taking everybody down with him. The question is, who's on that snitch list? Who is on that snitch list? Because if this is true, no matter what genre of music you're in, no matter how powerful you are, no matter what industry you're in, no matter what color of skin you have, if you can sing or dance or play an instrument, if you attack a child, you gotta go. Period, point blank. You all gotta go. Convict them all, as all of these reports have been saying. Get them out of here. Get them convicted. Gotta go. Gotta go. So we all know R. Kelly's not getting out of jail anytime soon. There are a lot of R. Kelly fans out there. So I'm sure somebody will be putting some money on his books. It just won't be me. Okay. All right. But it's definitely going to be interesting to see who he snitches on. Seriously, I really want to know. I really want to know. We actually recently, well, not really recently, I guess within the past two years, of course, we lost an incredible man, George Floyd. Of course, we were going through a horrible pandemic earlier last year when the pandemic started, and George Floyd was killed by officers. Who are going to get what's due to them too, but his George Floyd's memorial statue honoring him in New York City was actually vandalized just days after it was officially unveiled. So, you know, people are truly, you know, just evil. You know, I mean, seriously, people are just evil, and you know, I can't understand why people do the crazy things that they do, but, you know, it is what it is. A young mother was shot by a Long Beach school officer. Her name was Mona Rodriguez. She was 18 years old, and she was the mother of a five-year-old boy. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but she was actually, allegedly, according to reports, she was allegedly in a fight, and she the school resource officer allegedly broke this fight up. The young lady, Mona, went and got in the car with her boyfriend, which is also the father of her five-month-old son. He was driving. She was in the passenger seat. He has a younger brother who I'm assuming also goes to the school. He was in the back seat. The resource, as Mona's boyfriend, who's driving, begins to drive off, the resource officer decided, for whatever reason, that it was a good idea to shoot at the car. And he didn't shoot at the tires. He didn't shoot to scare, I guess. He shot to aim to kill, I'm assuming, because that's exactly what he did. He shot into the back of that vehicle, and a bullet actually hit Mona in the head, and she was pronounced dead actually today. They took her off life support, and she was actually pronounced dead today. She was on life support for several days. Her family is absolutely devastated. Absolutely devastated by this, and this is something that should absolutely it should not have happened. Of course, we're definitely going to stay on the report so we can figure out what's going on, and because it's just sad. You know, we talked a couple of years ago, the Hot Topic panelists, we all got together and we were talking about specifically this right here. You know, is it something that is safe? Is it something that we should have at schools? You know, should resource officers, should we have them at the schools with guns? And as you can see, I mean, just and it's all about the person carrying the gun at the end of the day, because the gun cannot shoot itself. We do want to hear your comments, though. So send us your comments. I want you to go to WeTalkRadio.com. Go to the Contact Us tab right at the top. put in your information there. Let us know how you're feeling about these topics today. We love reading comments. So definitely let us know how you're feeling about these topics that I have mentioned today. You know, again, that's wetalkradio.com. At the very top, you'll see the Contact Us tab, and you'll be able to leave your comments and information there. And you can definitely remain anonymous, no problem at all. Don't forget, we have got the Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show coming up on October the 30th at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find more information about that at heelsonthemovetoheal.org. And you can go to wetalkradio.com and go to our community tab, and you'll see that at the top as well. So those are our partners that we partner with. We Talk Radio partners directly with Heels on the Move to Heal, so you'll be able to find their information there. There is a breaking story here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In Mansfield, Grand Prairie, Arlington area, there's a school called Timberview, and this particular school today, there was a shooting at the school. And so we're going to give you more information about that on Monday, following all the reports up and gathering all of the information. But what we know so far is there is a young man who was at the school. He was in a fight with someone at the school. He began shooting at the school. He shot two people were injured. I don't know specifically if those two people were shot. I need to get, again, gathering more details, but I know for a fact two people were injured, and if I'm not mistaken, they are in the hospital, and he was on the run. He has actually been turned, he has turned himself in. He went to his lawyer, I'm assuming, or his lawyer found him. Either way, he got a lawyer and turned himself in with his attorney, which is a very, very smart thing to do. He is definitely going to be going to jail, though, either way it goes. So, but we're going to be following that that story up. And actually, I'm not too far from that area. My sister lives in that area, and they actually shut my niece's school down today because, of course, with it being so close to that particular school, the police officers just started surrounding all the other schools. And actually, there was an incident at my niece's school where, watch this, a kid evidently posted something on Facebook that goes to my niece's high school. He posted something on social media or sent a text out or whatever he did, and it said, holding up a gun, talking about telling the people at the school, hey, I'm on my way. And I guess he held up his gun like, I'm on my way, you know, to his school, the school he goes to. He was telling them, I'm on my way, and I got my gun, I guess. Well, when he showed up, honey, they were waiting on him, okay? Waiting on him. So you can't play. I don't know why they feel like they're going to play, but this is not playtime. They think it's funny, and it's not. It's not fun to play with guns. It's not funny to play with guns. People lose their lives. Thank God nobody lost their life today. Could have been a totally different situation, and this young man could have been going away for life and never coming back. At least at this point, he potentially has a chance to get out. Hopefully his attorney will get him some lighter charges, hopefully, and he can come out on top if he's able to get his life together. Hopefully this is a wake-up call for him, and he's able to see the light. If not, he'll find himself back in the same situation yet again at another time. So, again, we got to thank y'all for tuning in to this incredible show tonight. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Got to thank the beautiful guest, Mariah. Thank you, Mariah, for being here tonight and hanging out with us and making this an incredible night for me. I absolutely love radio broadcasting, but I do love interviewing amazing guests, and you were an amazing guest tonight. So thank you, Mariah. You guys can find her on Instagram at underscore my name is Mariah underscore. You can find her on Facebook at my name is Mariah. Her new single entitled Material Girls is out on musical platforms, so make sure you check that out. You can also check it out right here on We Talk Radio because we play it faithfully. And this incredible singer and songwriter is absolutely amazing. This R&B singer and songwriter is doing amazing things, and this is just the beginning for her. So we're really excited. Again, thank you so much for being here and being a part of the show. You know, just like on every show, we close our shows out in prayer, and we're going to do that tonight. So let's go to God in prayer. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for this beautiful day, Father God. When all the storms of life are raging, Father God, you are solid in my life, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the beautiful Mariah, Father God. Thank you for her voice and her time and her life and her gift. Father God, I pray that you would continue to bless her for many, many years to come. For all of those who are tuned in tonight, for all of those who are tuned in the podcast, Lord God, bless them right now. Bless them over and over again. Father God, we are standing in the need of a miracle, Lord God, not just a prayer, Lord God, a miracle, Lord God. We need you, Father God, and there's no one else that can do it but you. And we realize that and we recognize that. And we just want to say thank you in advance for the things that you're going to do. And we know that we can't physically see it with our eyes, but we believe today. And we stand and declare and decree that we know that change is going to come in our lives and things are going to be positive in our lives, no matter what it looks like. We love you. We praise your holy and righteous name. And we continue to give you the glory and the honor that you so deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I love you. And I pray that you would have a super and fabulous night. Again, this is the incredible and amazing Kia D right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't forget to check out, let's see, who's coming up next? What show's next? Oh, Saturday. Saturday is the Cave Radio Show with my main man, T. Smiley, my honey boo. That's right. He is going to be holding it down right here on We Talk Radio Network at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I don't want you to miss that. He's got an incredible panel that comes on with him, and they always have a good time. So we're super excited to continue to bring you the best music, again, the best inspirational radio shows, conversational radio shows, you name it, we do it right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you again. I am Kia D. You can check me out on social media as well. How can you find me? I am on Instagram under Kia D 79. I had to think about that because I never give out my social media handles. I had to literally think about what my social media handle was. Kia D 79. That's how you can follow me. So go to Instagram and you can follow me at Kia D 79. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to the After the Lights Go Out radio show with me, Kia D, right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah. Always seems to know the way. Oh,
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Hey, 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 y'all. This is your favorite producer, DB, on Friday Night Hype. Hey, do you need a radio show to listen to? Well, We Talk Radio, we got your back. We Talk Radio Network has so many shows. We have youth shows, we have grown-up shows, and we have amazing gospel shows. Whatever you need, we cater to you. Again, this is Destiny on the We Talk Radio Network, signing off on We Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.